Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
We will make sure that we fight harder, we fight tougher, and we fight more passionately than ever. Not just for the people whom Donald Trump supports, but for all of America.
That's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on Saturday at the Boston Women's March. Warren has always been a high-profile national figure ever since her election in 2012. However, a new poll from WBUR shows that only 44% of respondents think that Warren deserves re-election, and 46% believe that it's time to, quote, give someone else a chance. So to tell us more about what these numbers mean is Steve Cazella. He's president of the Mass Inc. polling group, who does the polling for WBUR, and he joins us in the studio. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Good to be here.
All right. So first of all, this 44% of respondents saying that they think Warren deserves re-election versus 46 saying maybe not. Were you surprised by those numbers?
I was quite surprised. She's never been as popular as, say, Charlie Baker, who especially right after his election had numbers up in the high 60s and even low 70s. You know, she's always been a bit more of a polarizing figure. You know, Republicans have really never liked Elizabeth Warren, and independents have been divided, and, you know, Democrats have been pretty favorable towards her. So, you know, I didn't expect to see her numbers glowing, but still to see them about even was quite surprising to me. Mm.
And just to remind folks, in Massachusetts, most voters who are registered as independents anyway.
Correct. Yes. I mean, Democrats outnumber Republicans by about 3-1. But yes, undeclared or independent voters are the majority.
Right. So when we say give someone else a chance in terms of that 46% saying that, does that mean that those are voters who are disapproving of Warren?
Well, that's the real question, because give someone else a chance could mean a bunch of different things, or at least two distinct different things. It could mean give a different Democrat a chance. You know, some of these, about a third of Democrats said give someone else a chance. And then, or it could mean give a different Republican a chance. And that's, you know, two obviously very different candidates who would have to either come through a primary or come through the general, which then prompts the question of, okay, who exactly are we talking about? You know, there's pretty much only one high profile person who, Kurt Schilling, that is, who's even speculated about running. And when we polled him specifically last time, we found him trailing by 25. So, you know, this 44-46 split isn't a good one. You know, it's not the numbers you would wish for, but it's not, you know, time to hit the panic button or anything this early.
How far off the norm is it for an incumbent a year or two out from a re-election?
Well, I'd say her favorable numbers are pretty okay. You know, they're about where they have been. You know, she's pretty much climbed to a level and stayed there since her initial election. You know, the even split on the reelect numbers, I think, would be a bit concerning. But again, then you have to get specific and find out who exactly are we talking about running against her.
Well, so let me ask you, since you mentioned favorability, it was 51% favorable in this poll. You also asked that same favorability question of folks and their view of Governor Baker. He had a 59% favorability. So we got a question about that on Facebook. Stephen Lee wrote that Warren and Baker don't have comparable jobs. They don't operate in comparable environments. And given such differences, what does a 59 versus 51 point favorability rating actually mean?
Right. Well, certainly we weren't trying to, you know, pit them against each other or anything. Both favorability and the reelect question are pretty standard poll questions to ask about political office holders. And I think the interesting way to view them is they're de facto leaders of the two parties in Massachusetts. And what was interesting to me is that that although Massachusetts does tend to lean left, does tend to be pretty deep blue on most things, we've had this Republican governor who's been more popular than our Democratic senator, and more popular than our Democratic senator, who's had this huge national profile on in Democratic politics. So they're, again, we're not trying to pit them against each other, but you can use the metrics to sort of compare how warmly the voters feel towards each one of them.
Hmm. Now, finally, Steve, as you know, we just came through a presidential election cycle that left a lot of members of the public with low levels of trust in polling as a whole. So, I mean, what can you say to give listeners confidence in this poll?
Well, I'd say, at the risk of self-endorsement, that our polls have been pretty accurate, both in Massachusetts and elsewhere. The other thing is that one of the big ways that polls missed in this election was in their assessment of who exactly constitutes a likely voter. Mm. Well, we don't have to do that again for a while. Now we're talking about the entire population of registered voters, or in some of the polls you'll be looking at, the whole population of the country. So there's no judgment to be made about how likely people are to vote or not to vote. And that was one of the things which, based on the early indications that we have, seems to have been where a lot of the polls tripped up.
I see. So in this case, you were asking them about their impressions of politicians right now versus
yes,
who they're going to vote for or not.
Exactly.
Well, that's Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, talking about the WBUR poll out today. We've got more information about that at WBUR.org. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.